Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. God has blessed the body of Christ with tremendous gifts, leaders, and visionaries over the years. But today we come to you, saddened, to let you know if you have not already heard the report that Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe have died in a tragic airplane accident. But we are here not with loss of hope as those that are in similar circumstances, because we know for those two, to be absent from the body of Christ is to be present with the Lord. Today we have on our show visionary Ella Coleman, just one of the millions that have been touched by the lives of Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe, who have been impacted. And I've asked Ella to come and join us today on the show to bring comfort, but also to bring context that this is a time and an event in life where we do rejoice because of the legacy and the impartation and the seed that was planted by the one that has gone on to be with the Lord. I really understand from God that two chariots have been called home to heaven to be rewarded for their royal service. And I've asked Ella Coleman, president of Elevation Enterprises, to join us and to share her heart and her perspective and her story of how Dr. Miles Monroe blessed her life. Welcome, Ella, to the Voice of Destiny Show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hopp. It is a pleasure to be here, although it's a sad occasion, but yet a victorious occasion when a life is lived in fullness and in glory to God, like Dr. Monroe has accomplished in his life.
Yeah. You know, when I began to get phone calls on Sunday, people were calling to encourage and to comfort me, and I realized, wow, what a tremendous loss. And the people that were calling me, they really needed encouragement and comfort because they didn't have a perspective about how in the world could something so tragic happen to vessels like Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe. I ask you if you could speak to the hearts of those that are weeping right now about what would be the right kingdom perspective for us to have right now while we're facing the homegoing of two chariots that have carried so many of us in our faith and our sense of destiny over the years. You know, what is it that you feel that God would have us to be thinking and perceiving from this situation?
Well, you know, God always has an eternal perspective, meaning henceforth, mm-hmm. now, and forevermore. And when Dr. Monroe was born, God knew that on November 9th, that would be the end of his journey on this side, on this earth. And God made it so that his life would be a success in that he would accomplish his purpose. And his purpose was, as he always said, to help to build leaders, to deploy. Mm-hmm. He always said, always deploy leaders. And people that were affected by Dr. Monroe were people that were all over the world doing many different things. I met him through the publication Purpose magazine that I started. And, you know, he was known as Mr. Purpose and ended up doing an interview with him. But to get back to your question, what I had to go to God myself because I was very, very grieved because I actually know him and Pastor Ruth personally. And it just, when I first got that call, I was just, I got it, you know, before I think it went out to everybody. But when I got that call, I couldn't hardly breathe. So I was very grieved and there were tears. But then I went to the Lord and the Lord, I feel, spoke to me and he said that he spoke to me first of all about the word, his word, and his word does not return void. God is more concerned, like Dr. Monroe said, and not the number of years that you live, but the quality of the life that you live. So it's not in longevity, and a lot of great leaders die early. And if you know that Dr. Miles Monroe was an apostle, he was an apostle to the nations and went to all the many, many nations, practically so many nations on earth. And if you know about a life of an apostle is one that God sends, and he sends them to be reformers. And Dr. Munro was such and had that. He was, that was his fivefold call. The first fivefold call was that he was a builder, a master builder, which apostles are. They build and they lay foundations. Matter of fact, we are actually the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone is our foundation. And so Jesus Christ was the chief apostle, but the other apostles that he put in the earth, if you know in the past that all of the apostles that were with him, of the 12, really we have to say the 11, and then the apostle Paul added on and others. But many of them, I think all except the apostle John, who was the revelator, lived. They died early and died very tragic deaths, rather. And what we have to understand is that when God calls you to a high calling, that it's not necessarily going to be, you know, you live happily ever after until you're 109 years old. A lot of times when those apostles are called, it's like when John the Baptist came and when Jesus came on the scene, he was shortly thereafter beheaded. We do not understand these things in human context, but we have to understand that a great anointing, when it's released through a person like Dr. Miles Munro, sometimes that when that anointing is pulled back, God is getting ready to thrust through something else in succession of it. And I believe that the life that he lived and the message that he gave, he taught, was now is now being a demand has now been put on those who have been under his leadership and under his teachings for so long, that we will have to rise up and actually be the leaders that we are, that God has called us to be. And as that is to impact the world for the kingdom, and that's what Dr. Munro did. So I believe that you know, God wanted us to be in a contrite place. I think the body of Christ right now is kind of in a contrite place, a place of brokenness, brokenheartedness. I know my heart was broken and, you know, very sad, and it made me have to just, you know, really commune with God even in a deeper way to, you know, to get more meaning out of why. And God came forth with his word. His word tells why. And when where much is given, much is required. So there's so much more. I did get some inside information as well, and maybe I can share a little bit of that. But
well, why don't we share that after we share the press release that Dr. Miles' family had given. So many people have connection with Dr. Miles, and I'd love to hear the stories of how you came about to connect with Dr. Miles. Some of us were insiders. Some of us were just disciples in the multitudes of those that follow the teachings of Dr. Miles Munro. In 1996, I was spiritually orphaned by my spiritual parents, and 90% of our spiritual family had defined our lives at that time. Me and Millie's had walked away from us because of a disappointment that happened between me and my my spiritual leaders. And at the end of that year, hemorrhaging over that loss, I was called by God to go to the Third World Leadership Summit. I didn't know all about it, but I had been affected by Dr. Miles' life, his work. He had been to our church several times, and when I went to the Third World Leadership Summit, I began to capture a vision and also a clarity about what it is that God wanted me to be, do, and have. Dr. Miles said that he believed that his purpose was to turn followers into leaders and leaders into change agents. And I have adopted that aspect of his vision to the personal mandate that God has given me, and that is to bring the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. And in doing that, one of my goals is to raise up change agents for the Seven Mountains of Influence. And I believe when you hear the clip of this presentation that Dr. Miles' son, Charo, gave about their family, I think it will give its perspective and give us a hope about what it is that God will have us to do to respond to the legacy of Dr. Miles Munro. We'll be right back after this presentation.
If there's one thing that Dr. Munro did for us all, he prepared us for whatever may come. his Africa family, his North American family, his global family, his personal family. He prepared us all for whatever may come. In my estimate, one of his greatest accomplishments for those of us that walk very, very close to him was a book called Passing It On. He wanted to ensure that we all have an obligation to make sure that the world is a better place because we lived. And in that, he said, the greatness must be measured by the transfer of success to future generations. True leaders transfer the knowledge, experience, achievement, opportunities, our relationships. They accrue in their positions. True leaders, Dr. Monroe, Papa Miles says, lives on in people. This is why Jesus, the greatest leader of all times, invested 3.5 years in training programs for a hand-picked group of people at the Global Leadership Forum. He said that, but I did. So, and he had this idea of living forever through them. Jesus Christ mentored. He understood that mentoring is the greatest and higher responsibility of leadership. Most leaderships fail to mentor, but we will not. Global Leadership Forum, I would like you to welcome a young man who is leading the charge and supporting and standing in the gap in leading this family and leading them here to you today. Please welcome to the podium, Miles Monroe Jr.
Time to address all of you here and everyone around the world that has shown their support and expressed their condolences during this difficult time. I want you all to know that in spite of the recent tragedy that claimed the lives of my parents, Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe, my uncle, Dr. Richard Pinder, our chief pilot, Captain Stanley Thurston, our first officer, Farkan Cooper, our youth pastors, LaVard and Riddell Parks, their son, Johannan Parks, and their unborn child, and our dear friend, Diego Santiago. We all have comfort in knowing that God is in control. I know there are many questions as to how or why something like this would be allowed to happen to such great individuals, but still, God is in control. The past few days have been the most difficult times for my sister and I, my family, and all of those affected by this loss. We are all saddened by this tragic event, but we are comforted and encouraged by the outpouring of love and support we've received from everyone around the country and from those around the world at large. I want to thank everyone that has called, that has emailed, that has messaged, or that has just gave words of encouragement. We are truly grateful. I would like to make it known that although we are grieving our losses and are deeply saddened by this tragic event, we have never been, nor will we ever feel hopeless. There is no question in our hearts that the spirits of the 9 persons whose lives were taken are now resting with our Heavenly Father. We rejoice, for we know that they are in a better place, watching over all of us and rejoicing amongst the heavenly angels. We will not allow death to to claim any victory. But we celebrate the life and the legacy of each individual. This tragedy does not mark the end of life, the end of a vision, the end of a journey, nor the end of a purpose, but it marks the new beginning of an era. An era of a new generation that will carry on the vision and the legacy of my father and my mother, and of each individual whose life was lost so unexpectedly. So let's not mourn. Let's not mourn their deaths, but let's celebrate their lives and find joy in knowing that although God may not explain himself, he will reveal himself. In the words of my father, the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but it's a life without a purpose. We know there is a greater purpose in all of this. And we are now the vessels for this new vision and this new legacy to be carried on. So once again, on behalf of myself, my sister, my aunt, my cousins, my family, and on behalf of all of those that's lost a loved one this weekend, we say thank you for your kind words, your kind messages, your phone calls. We're grateful. We aren't hopeless. You guys have to understand, we are not hopeless. We aren't mourning their death, but we celebrate their life. Thank you.
So, brothers and sisters, you know, as Dr. Miles' son had presented, Miles Jr., had presented that we have work to do. We have work to work smarter and not harder, expanding the kingdom from all that Dr. Miles has taught us. And let's recognize, as long as we've had Dr. Miles with us, that work that he was doing, the message that he was preaching, was preparing us for the hour that we're in right now, for the new vision, the next leg of the legacy of bringing purpose and distinction and vision to the third world nations, who would understand that we love and serve a king that has a plan for us. And so, Ella, I wanted to get your perspective in hearing Miles' son's presentation about what our perspective should be, and help us to come up with what would be a good strategy plan for us to respond to Dr. Miles' legacy. When we come back from this break, let's talk. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything will be added to us. Today, we are paying tribute to Dr. Miles Monroe and his life and his legacy, and how God used this man to affect the generation that we are living in today. And so, Ella, I wanted to get your perspective in hearing Miles' son's presentation about what our perspective should be, and help us to come up with like what would be a good strategy plan.
I think that the display of strength and the display of wisdom by Miles Monroe Jr. definitely makes a statement within itself. Because he was a true leader just in the way he even handled that press conference. And definitely people of God and people of the kingdom. But one of the things that I remember that he said that I think is so instrumental is that the vision goes on and in a new and in a different way. Because God is bringing a shift, and the leadership is being passed into the next generation. Mm-hmm. And his son acknowledged that, and his son also acknowledges that, you know, although we grieve, like you said, we have hope. We mm-hmm. have a future. We have an eternity with God. Henceforth, now, not just waiting to after death, but even now, mm-hmm. we have a walk with God, and even before I just got on the line with you, my spirit was mm-hmm. being quickened, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and you know, God is so fresh and so with us all the time, and always giving us, you know, encouragement, energy, inspiration. And this is the way Dr. Miles was, and this is the way his son came across, because although, you know, you can only imagine how deeply just torn they are inside. Mm-hmm. The fact that he came forth and was able to present himself in a way that his father would have to have smiled down from paradise to say, you know, I did okay. My son is leading. My son is leading in the sense that he is able to come forth in a way that represents the kingdom of God. And that's what I think we have to make sure that we embrace here, is that mm-hmm. time is winding up. And what Dr. Monroe said before he passed, and this came from one of the persons inside, everybody really grieved that I was able to communicate with, said mm-hmm. that, you know, Dr. Miles had told his people there at BFM in a message. His last message was Sunday, but he urged mm-hmm. them to write their own obituary because he had written his. He said that when you write your obituary, you it makes you very clear on what else you need to do. Mm-hmm. And he said he had written his. And also there was a prophecy that was shared, and I think Charisma has this now and some others, other news feeds. But in this prophecy, Dr. Monroe had a dream. This was really a prophetic dream, not necessarily just a prophetic word, but a dream. In this dream, Dr. Monroe saw a runner, an athlete, and this athlete died. This person died with the baton in their hand, and Dr. Monroe said that the only way that it could be passed on, that this leader had not passed the baton on to the next generation. And this was going to be the gist and the focus of his message when he was to get there, which he never did, to deliver that night. It was an urgent message. It was a message that says that we have to be generational in the way we do things. And that Dr. Monroe said that he felt that there was a breakdown in this area in the body of Christ, and that the urgency was for us to leaders everywhere in the kingdom to get busy preparing successors. Mm-hmm. And that was very, very critical. So I would say, you know, everyone, especially over a certain age and even a younger age, can mentor someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us
can say that I am Dr. Miles Monroe in our
right.
own way, in the way
right.
that we do our work, so that we are surrogates of the spiritual father that has gone on. And we have both, we've all received life through the sperma of the word that he has preached for his king, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we all have a duty to find our arena, our field, and take dominion and understand what our potential is and realize that potential is not what we have done. It is what we have not yet done. And we must begin to utilize our potential to advance the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Voice of Destiny show to pay tribute to Dr. Miles. Tribute is giving something of wealth, something of value to him because of what he's done. This is a time for us not only to pray for Dr. Miles' family. They seem to be in a good place, strong in the Lord, because Dr. Miles prepared them. All of us must begin to be armed, to be the surrogates that God has ordained for us to be, to fulfill our assignments as change agents. If you would like to get more information from Voice of Destiny about how you can be a part of paying tribute to Dr. Miles, please visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And Ella, I want to thank you again. I would love for you to come back so we can talk about the new book that you recently just published. Can you tell us a little bit about that as we're exiting so that our listeners can know how to access it and know that we will be calling you back to do another show with us so that we can lift up
yes.
Dr. Miles' legacy through the work that all of us are doing. And I believe your book is one of the things that we can say is a great tribute, that can be a great tribute to Dr. Miles' story and his message.
Absolutely. Purposeful Living, Building an Authentic Life and Legacy is the name of the book. Purposeful Living, Building an Authentic Life and Legacy. And it's on Amazon. My name is Ella Coleman, ELLACOLEMAN. And you can actually purchase that book on Amazon. And my website, ellacoleman.net. Also, you will be able to get more information on this book and everything and purchase. But in this book also, Dr. Monroe is on the dedication page because he, for years, contributed to Purpose Magazine for probably about 8 years straight with each issue. And so I'm so grateful for the contribution he made into my vision. And we got a chance to do some things together. So I think going forward, paying forward, we can do all these kind of things. And be, it's not just doing, it's also being who God created us to be.
Yes. Remember, brothers and sisters, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has supernaturally made for you. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.